With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump on Thursday signed an executive order aiming to slash public subsidies to PBS and NPR as he alleges bias in the broadcaster's reporting. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The order instructs the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other federal agencies to, quote, cease federal funding for NPR and PBS, close quote, and further requires that they work to root out indirect sources of public financing for the news organizations. The White House, in a social media post announcing the signing, said the outlets, quote, received millions from taxpayers to spread radical, woke propaganda disguised as news. The broadcasters get roughly $500 million in public money through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and have been preparing for the possibility of stiff cuts since Trump's election, as Republicans have long complained about them. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An iconic NBA coach is stepping down and transitioning to a team president role after 29 seasons. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Greg Popovich stepped down as coach of the San Antonio Spurs on Friday, ending a three-decade run that saw him lead the team to five NBA championships, become the league's all-time wins leader, and earn induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
You know, basketball is a team sport.
Popovich became the league's wins leader on March 11, 2022.
It's just a testament to a whole lot of people. Something like this does not belong to one individual.
Popovich says, quote, the 76-year-old compiled a record of 1,422 wins and 869 losses. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says it's unacceptable that two commercial aircraft had to abort landings at a Washington airport this week because of an Army Black Hawk helicopter that was flying to the Pentagon. This is SRN News. Pro-life Dr. Ingrid Skop offers her assessment of what the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood will actually mean for women's health care.
In regards to this new administration, there are so many pro-family policies, both on a federal level and on a state level. Also, there is a very big push to defund Planned Parenthood.
Dr. Skop says while many worry that defunding will result in a detriment to health care for underprivileged women, in actuality, there are federally qualified health care centers which provide actual women's health services, outnumbering Planned Parenthood 14 to 1.
Just look at their annual report. 97% of the pregnancy services they give are abortion. There is care outside of Planned Parenthood. If Planned Parenthood goes away, we'll see fewer abortions, but we won't see other women's health care services impacted.
More available at LozierInstitute.org. This is SRN News. This must have taken a big shot of courage.
Tourist Nash Cole admits he felt some fear when he waded into the ocean off the Australian coast to help rescue a 10-foot great white shark stranded in shallow water. It took Core and a couple of other men about 1 hour to finally free the shark from a sandbank. Core says it was either sick or just tired. We definitely got it into some deeper water, so hopefully it's swimming still. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Size differences didn't cause any issue when the world's tallest and smallest dogs met up for a playdate last month. Reginald's a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho who's the size of a small horse. Pearl is a 4-year-old Chihuahua from Florida the size of an apple. Both are certified winners in their respective height titles by Guinness World Records. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.